T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Following a two-year renovation project, the Apple Store on Fifth Avenue is back in business.
CEO Tim Cook getting a rousing ovation as he opened up the doors here. First look for crowds since the famous Cube here on Fifth closed in 2017 for renovations. Of course, everybody excited to see him, but they really wanted phones of the 11 Pro Max. And the team here from Saudi Arabia.
It's just special. We got connected, me and the phone, and there was a connection, and I had to buy it today.
Yep. You know, what is it that this phone offers that you're excited about?
The camera is crazy.
If you didn't have time to rush over here and get in line, well, this is the only Apple retail spot open 24/7, 365, so plenty of opportunity. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, the Apple Store here on 5th.
Conceding it's not his time, Mayor de Blasio has ended his presidential campaign. He made the announcement on MSNBC and later spoke to city reporters, saying he does believe he made an impact.
I feel very good about the message. I feel that people want progressive change. They want to focus on the needs of working people. The message resonated real well. I wish I had more time. I wish I had more resources. I think that would have made a difference.
The mayor failed to earn more than 1% in the polls. He qualified for the first two rounds of debates, but not the third. When asked whether he thinks Joe Biden is too moderate to be the nominee, the mayor told MSNBC's Morning Joe,
"I don't have a different view of Joe. I respect him greatly, but I don't have a different view of his values and approach. But whoever's the nominee, I'm going to be there for him."
Well, when asked about it today, President Trump quipped that the only thing de Blasio had going for him, quote, was his height. The reward is now up to $35,000 in the disappearance of 5-year-old Dulce Maria Alves, who is the subject of an Amber Alert in South Jersey. The child was last seen at a park in Bridgeton just before 5 Monday afternoon. Her mother told police that her daughter was playing on the swings when she disappeared. Police say they believe the girl may have been abducted by a man driving a red van with a sliding door and tinted windows. You can see a photo of Dulce at 1010winds.com. If parents okayed, New York City school kids had permission to cut class today. That was to attend rallies demanding action on climate change, including a major one in Lower Manhattan.
A full park here in the Battery, this student-heavy crowd demanding action in the face of climate change. Monica skipping class at FIT to attend.
It's our livelihood, it's the animals, it's the earth. There's only one planet Earth, so if you're not going to be here, then, I mean, what are you doing?
And they're holding signs that read, well, from the basics, save our planet, to the apologetic. Sorry, kids, we ruined your planet. Ruby frustrated that little is being done.
It makes me mad that nothing's getting done, and that even with all our numbers and everybody here, that people are still denying things.
Now Ruby adds this is just the beginning. She says climate change is her generation's issue. Al Jones, 1010 Winds in Battery Park.
Bronx man who told police he was going after a guy trying to break into his house is now charged with murder. 54-year-old Troy George was taken into custody last night after police say he pummeled another man with a metal pipe. It happened in an alleyway at East 223rd Street and Barnes Avenue. Initially, it was reported that George had chased the guy into the alley after he said the 29-year-old had tried to rob his home. The victim is yet to be identified. Google's having some fun with the 25th anniversary of Friends.
I'll be there for you.
If you search for any of the characters' names, you get a custom icon for each that comes with a little surprise when you click on it. For example, a search of Chandler Bing gives you an armchair that unleashes a baby chick and a duck. And just for fun, if you Google Friends Glossary, you'll get the definitions for a whole bunch of homemade words made popular by the show. Some family fun in Queens, where the Queens County Farm Museum has unveiled a sneak peek of its new 3-acre corn maze. This is in the shape of the iconic Unisphere in Flushing Meadows Corona Park. Museum Director Jennifer Walden-Weprin spoke to 1010 Wins.
All of our mazes typically run about 40 minutes. What's great about the program is that everybody who enters the maze gets a stock talk right before they enter. And so as they go through the maze, it's actually a full interactive game, not just walking through. So you can pick up clues along the way.
The maze will run every weekend through Halloween. Governor Cuomo attended the New Day at the MTA event at the Javits Center today. It brings together members of the transportation and technology industries.
Am I challenging you today to develop new technology? No, I'm not that ambitious, actually. It's easier than that because the current technological developments already exceed what the MTA is using and what they need.
MTA CEO and Chairman Patrick Foy.
We're ready to make better, cheaper, faster, and smarter uses of our resources by investing in the people and the ideas and the intellectual capital in this room.
Foy recently announced plans to spend an unprecedented $55 billion over the next 5 years to modernize the subways and commuter rail lines.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.